All right, let's continue in Yud Amud Beis. Gemara says what? So the Gemara says, what do you need to do? What do you need to do with pas of Gimel, right? 2 amos away. Yase pas amo mechzo v'yarchik shtei amos v'yase pas amo mechzo. Yeah. So what would that mean?
I was still trying to get our 5. Trying to get the 5. But instead of doing 2 and 3, a space of 2 and a space of 3, we do 1.5, right? 1.5. 2 and 1.5. Right? That also adds up to 5. Right? Now what's the advantage of this? Why would the Gemara prefer this? That's a good question. The Rav was not so sure if it's really true, but I told you, I think Tosa says because it looks more like a machitza, but we're not going to worry about that. We're not going to worry about that right now. The question is, would that work? So... yeah. So the Gemara says, since Rav did not say to do that, it implies that it would be no good. And why would it be no good? Shma mina omed meruba la paros mishtei ruchos lo havi omed. Yeah. So this is something that's surprising. Never thought of this problem before. We always just thought Om Ruval Aparts. Now there's a possibility that there's a certain kind of Om Ruval Aparts that works, and a certain kind of Om Ruval Aparts that doesn't work. Surprising. I mean, right? I would never imagine this problem. You say Om Ruval Aparts. So you say, okay, simple. Add up the space. Do you have Om Ruval Aparts? Yes. You don't have Om Ruval Aparts? No. But now the Gemara is saying, no, it's possible to even have a sum total of omed merubah laparetz and for it not to be good. Right? That's surprising. Why would it not work? I mean, it's omed merubah laparetz. So let's see. Let's just get the facts straight. So Rashi is what? Yaseh pasamo mechzo lepeya etz lakosel. V'yarch peizamos yaseh pasamo mechzo etz lepezel hagodol. So that's the picture I just drew. V'kevon, this is hard Rashi to read, right? V'kevon de lo shoris le b'hochi. Since Rabbi Yehuda did not permit this, mishum de parts muvala omeid, mikan v'ala omeid shemikan, ella imkain titzarfeim yachad, lios shneim rabin alav. Right? That what? Because what do you have? You have parots meruba. The parots, meaning the what? The 2, right? Is greater than the 1.5 on this side and the 1.5 on this side. Unless you join the 1.5s together to be greater than the 2. Right? So we don't do that. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't do that. Shma inan mina. So you see from this, midelo mitzdarefes lehu. We see from this that what, since you don't join them together, omei meruba ala paretz bein beis haruchos kishe titzarfeim lo have omei meruba. So what do you see from this? That Omi Meruba Laparetz, that's composed of a tziruf of 2 sides, is not considered Omi Meruba. Ella Zia Lagabi Kochad V'chad V'nimtza Paretz Rabalov U'mevatlo. Mevatlo is not so, I'm not sure why he's in Vatlo right now. But what do you see happens instead? You see that the paritz goes to each side and the mevatlet. V'nimtza pesach rochav me'aser. Now it turns out our pesach is greater than 10. Yeah. Well, saying. Now let's translate this the Rashi into terms that were more that we can deal with a little easier. What's he saying over here? He's saying in this case there's a certain kind of an omim ruba. In this case there's a certain kind of an omim ruba min parts. There's a certain kind of parts ruba min omim. Right. Now, it's in terms of sum. If I would sum up the area. Right. From wall to wall, from mechitza to mechitza, if I would make a sum of it, I would say, in sum, it's omim ruba laparts. Right? But what? But what isn't there? But what don't I have? In sum, I have omim ruba laparts. But in what sense don't I have omim ruba laparts? Parts. I don't have any part that's omade that's greater than a part of parts. Right? In some I have omim ruba, but not in entities. So since Rav Yehuda says this is no good, that shows you that omim ruba in some, since we don't sum it up and say there is omim ruba, that shows you that omim ruba in sum is not omim ruba. So what do you need? You need parts. You need a part. You need a cheftza, an entity of omid, to do what? To nullify the parts. Well, let's not say what exactly. But you need an entity of omid to correspond to an entity of parts. You can't say, I'll just sum it up. But that means like this. Well, that means there are two ideas of omim rubala parts, right? There's an idea of omim rubala parts in sum, right? Because the Gemara says, no, in fact, we do hold that's okay. And then there's an omim rubala parts in terms of parts. So we have to try to define why would omim ruba, what's the concept of omim ruba that it would only be in parts or even in sum? In other words, there seems to be an idea. There's an idea of creating one mechitza, one stimas mechitza, through omed and parts, right? That I can integrate omed and parts into one stimas mechitza. Correct? And we're going to take for granted, whatever. We're not going to be as precise whether it's omim ruba, whatever it is. We're just going to call it omim ruba from now on. Okay? So, there's some idea that omim ruba, a la parts, will integrate, will create one continuous shem mechitza. Right? Now, what idea of making a shem mechitza through omid meruba would allow for an omid meruba mishtei ruchosov, and what idea of making a shei mechitza through omid would not allow for an omid meruba mishtei ruchosov? In other words, I want you to think about it, approach it. You have to find like a hook. You have to find something that your mind can seize upon, and think about. I mean. Thinking, you know, working on a problem is sort of like you sort of like got to find a fault line, you know, and then you there's a certain amount of thinking is a certain amount of precision and a certain amount of brute force. You know what I mean? You want to crack open the nut. You got to use your intelligence to find the weakest spot, and then you got to bring in the hammer and smash it. So. So we got, but I can't. I mean, I can tell you what I find to focus on. But what do you know? I'm not saying that there's not only one entry, not only one way. But can you formulate a good question? I mean, you're putting it very clearly in terms of what each side is saying, right? But I need like a problem. I need like a question. I need something that goes against your common sense, right? Something that will make us think more deeply into what the phenomenon of parts of omim ruba is, how it works, yeah.
I don't get why it's non-buckle.
From the get-go? You want to say Mihai Gisa, Mihai Gisa?
Yeah.
Because we're talking about the little Mavoi. We're talking about the little Mavoi now. That's why. Let's talk about the little Mavoi. Can we talk about the little Mavoi? It is, because in terms of the concept, it's the case. The machlokas of Mishtei Ruchosov transcends this particular case. It's a universal idea. And that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, no, li'olam, emaloch ba'alma, in general, ilo ha'bekoyom ezeb ein shnei pratzim, mitzdarfin ha'omdim levatal paras ha'yechidi. Right? Let's read the second Rashi. Let's read the whole thing, because someone told me a good idea the other day. You got to read all the Rishonim, right, to get as much information as you can. So let's see. The second Rashi, Poplek. So you got the second Rashi. I'm just kidding. The second Rashi.
Wait, is that really a good idea?
Of course, it's a good idea. The second Rashi is very informative. So let's go a little bit on the Gemara. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says. Li'olam emaloch havi omed v'shani hacha dosi avir the haigisav avir the haigisav avatle. So he says, no, really it would be a good case. Really, we hold mishtei ruchosov is good. The only problem here is a technical problem. You just can't get started. It gets nipped in the bud. Yes.
Even on the small thing.
Okay, now the Rashi is going to explain more fully the small case. Li'olam ilo havakoi omed ze bein shnei pratim, like in the small mavoi. If this omed was not subsumed under two greater pirtzas, then what would happen? Mitzdarfin ha'omdin levatol parts ha'yechidi. Then they would be mavatol. They would gang up on that parts ha'yechidi and be mavatol. Right? Of al hacha, we have a technical problem. Also, you have viewed the haigis at the base ha'omos, va'viewed the pesachol, va'viewed the pesachol, va'viewed the pesachol. Over here, we have a problem. We lose the shem mechitza before we can get started. But Rashi is just another way. It's just another look at it. He's describing it how it does work. First, Rashi was just describing what it doesn't do. It's not mitzvah. Here, he's being a little more. You know, he's saying no. They'll join up together and they'll be mivatel. Okay, but anyway. So let's go back to our original inquiry. So what is the... So how would you frame a good question here to think about this problem? So that's the old technique that you've probably heard used before. Which side would you say? Which side sounds better to you? I'm not asking Rafi, because Rafi can't get past the pas not being buckled.
No,
so,
I have a different one.
Yeah, what's your question?
I get past the fact that why isn't the pas off is
Oh, because it's not parts. It's omid. It's parts move all omid. Where's your pesach of what?
You have three walls, and you got a pesach of 10. You don't need
a pesach is only when you say you have omid merubim in a parts, right? It has a shame pirtza because it's unrelated to any of those mechitzos. It just has a shame pirtza. A pesach is the space. In one unified stima. Pesach is the space in a unified stima. But over here you don't have it. That what? No, it's not a stima over there. I mean, why isn't that a... let's put it this way. It's not a stima. It's not considered sasam. This case is not considered sasam.
I don't need it. That's what I understand. You have three walls and you have one.
Right. If you had the 1.5, 2, and 1.5, so what would you have? You're asking, what would you have?
And a pesach. 1.5 do
not. Have. You would still have the shame pirtza in the middle. You wouldn't be able to. Yeah.
Let's say you only had two walls, and then you had then you had that. Then
correct. Let's say you only had two walls. Exactly right. Okay. Exactly right. That would be the simple case. If you only had two walls.
Now I.
Okay, good.
We go yesterday. How did the
It's funny. It's a funny thing you say that. I mean, to my mind, the tzirif makes more sense. I mean, it's just more pashut. But I say like this: say, what's omim ruv all the parts? Means to say, you have two kinds of space. two kinds of space. You have bounded space and unbounded space, affected space and unaffected space. Okay? When do we call the span from here to here affected or bounded? When it's mostly so. I mean, I'm just drawing on normal ways of thinking of things. Maybe that's a mistake, but that just seems like a Pushit way of looking at it. Push away any type of row. Why should it be different than anything else? I say like this. What are we trying to achieve? We're trying to achieve a geder. Trying to say that this area is considered what? Fenced off. Okay? And we're trying to change that. That's a change from not fenced off area. So we can say there are two kinds of, there's two kinds of space. Right? I can take a line, and I can say from here to here, there's two kinds. There's open and closed. Right? Who's one and zero? Computer guys, binary, it's a binary system. Binary system. It's open or it's closed. Okay? Now I need to make a determination, what do I consider the entire span? Right? Do I consider the entire span open or closed? Now I know that I don't need it to be totally closed to be closed. I know that there's a rule that omen meruval parts is considered ka'omed. So that means to say that if it's mostly, so why didn't I just say like that? All that means, I don't know why I would ever come to a more sophisticated idea. What would I need? Why would I need to say anything different than say, simple. I look from here to here and I'll ask, is it what is the nature of the space mostly? Is it mostly ones or zeros? Is it mostly closed or open? And I'll deem it by the row. Isn't that what omen rubala parts should mean in a natural sense? Right? Seems like any type of why should it be any different? Yeah. So one second. So I'm throwing down the challenge to you. Okay? This is the challenge to you. I am able to coherently formulate a position that a definition of omim rubala parts. I'll restate it. Omim rubala parts means that there are areas that are affected by machitza, closed off, and areas that are unaffected by machitza, open areas. And hachi agmre rachmana lemosha. If most of the area that you're trying to close off is closed off, we deem the entire area closed off. And I have achieved that here. You have to formulate a different rule of omen mubala parts that it won't work. That's what you need to do. You need to formulate something coherently that this will fail. I formulated something that this passes. You have to formulate something that this will fail. Right? In other words, I'll give you another way of formulating a question. I can formulate a question that the answer is omed. Right? What's the predominant character of this space? Omed. You should formulate a question that the answer is parts. If you don't like the no challenge. I don't know if I believe anything. So we're saying like this. In terms of summing up the space, either the sum of the affected areas, mechitzos. But what shtei ruchos cannot do for you is make the ruchos the greatest magnitude object, the object of the greatest import, the objects of the greatest expression. There's no single object of... If I would ask which entity has the greatest magnitude or the greatest dominance, which is the dominant entity of all of these entities, 1.5, 2, 1.5, which one has the greatest shame, the greatest dominance, the greatest expression? I'd have to say the parts, right? Now we're still not completely there. I'm just trying to get to I'm just trying to show you. You should try to think about in what sense. The point is, I make it like this. In terms of thinking about it, you have to formulate it and say, okay, well, what is the Gemara is saying? There's a difference between there's a machlokas about shtei ruchos. Right now, everyone has to be getting to the same place. Getting to the same place is saying that from here to here, the entire span has the same mechitza. Right. But one way of saying you can get that way with two ruchos, the other way of saying only if one is bigger than the other. If you have an entity that's one is bigger than the other. So you have to ask yourself, what does shtei ruchos have and what doesn't it have? And then think of what formulations would be important for either way. You understand? So shtei ruchos has that if I would sum up the area, most of the area would be considered affected by mechitza. But what Seraph cannot do is create a greater entity of mechitza. Right? It cannot do that. So if I say that the area will be defined by which side has the greatest expression, right, then I say, okay, well, which entity has the greatest expression? It's the two, because it's greater than the one and a half on each side. Okay, I mean greater expression in a certain way. I assume you could interpret that in different ways, but we have to maybe have a better terminology. I was saying which entity has the greatest magnitude. You can sum things up, but you're never going to get a greater magnitude. Because they're separate. They're separate pieces. You always have a one and a half, one and a half. You'll never get a three. You never get a three out of two one and a halves. I know, it sounds, it's true though. One and a half plus one and a half does not equal three. Right? It equals one and a half and one and a half. It might be the same, as something that has the magnitude of three, but it itself is not the magnitude of three. That's why magnitude is like a geometric.
It has three, it just doesn't have the same magnitude. Like if you add up this one and a half, like according to this formulation, you add the one and a half, one and a half.
Could you take one egg and one egg and make them into two eggs?
No.
Of course not. Have you ever seen a two egg? No such thing. Right? It's as preposterous as saying take a one and a half piece of wood and a one and a half piece of wood and make them into a three piece of wood. It doesn't happen. Not without some Elmer's glue. Right? So you're not going to increase the magnitude of either pass because there are two halves. So the entity of the greatest magnitude is always going to be the parts. Zil hacha ruba, zil hacha habi ruba. Okay? So now you have to formulate an idea of omim rubal aparats that depend. In other words, so it's going to, in terms of, I'm not completely satisfied yet, but we're working on it. Now apparently there's an idea of omim rubal aparats based on sum, and an omim rubal aparats based on magnitudes. Magnitude would imply, like Mitnick was saying in the beginning, that you need a cheftza to be mevatel what's kenegdo, right? Each one has to, you not only need the sum, let's put it this way, you not only need the sum, but what do you need?
The dominant element.
You need it to be the dominant element too. You need a total suppression of the expression of the other shame, both in sum and in dominance of elements. This is Mishtei Ruchos is no good. You're always going to have Omim Ruba either way. It's just a question of will you allow for the expression of the other shame? Let's think about it a little more. Yeah. In terms of the Chafetz or the space. But you could look at it. I'm giving you a lot of options of how to look at it. You could look at it another way. You could say, if I look at it in terms of the affected space, then I'll say it's three. Omid. If I look at the entities, then the parts is greater. Right? In terms of entities, which is the greater entity? The parts. In terms of affected space, which type of space is the, which entity affects more space? The omid. Right?
What do you mean affects more space?
I mean, if I sum up all the spaces, I say, which space, of all the spaces I have from here to here, what is the, which entity affects most of it? Right?
What are the options?
Parts or omid?
You mean like which was the dominant feature?
Those are entities that affect things?
Yes, correct.
So, I thought
in other words, if I ask the question, I say, look, I have affecting agents, right? Paint. And I draw two white lines, 1.5 space, 1.5. So, okay, I got two types of space here, white and black. Which is the most? What do I have most? Do I have more affected space, more painted space, or more unpainted space? I certainly have more painted space. Okay? That's if I'm looking sort of at the effect. Effect. But if I say I have two types of objects here, I have objects of omid and I have objects of parts, which is my greatest object-wise, which is the greatest object? The parts will be the greatest object.
When you're saying the affected space, you're talking about the space of the entire thing.
Yes, correct. The space of the entire thing. I say in this span, which object is the dominant? Which object is the dominant? So I'll take the biggest one and I'll say it's the dominant.
Extremely counterintuitive.
But we have to clean it up a little. This is just, you know. Look, after the hammer, then you got to get the little, you know, got to get the chisel out. Maybe that's the better way to put it. You ask one question. You're either saying like this. You're saying, are the to be omid merubah parts means either that the omid is the dominant qualifier of space. And then you don't look at the individuals. Or it's the dominant entity of the space. Okay? That's Mishtei Ruchosov or not Mishtei Ruchosov. Mishtei Ruchosov just says, I want to know it's the dominant qualifier. So there's no reason not to be Mitzdarik. If you say the dominant entity, then there's every reason to say that there's no Tzirah. You know what I'm trying to say? What my goal is to show you an idea, a halachic formulation of omim ruba, that it's obvious either shtei ruchosov will work or won't work. Right? Can't be an arbitrary thing. It can't be some people say we join mechitzos, some people say we don't join mechitzos. Everybody agrees what omim is. We just a question, do we join mechitzos? That's arbitrary. What's the basis? What's the halachic cause of that kind of an argument? Nothing. I'm trying to show you've got to produce something that will make either way obviously necessary.
It's basically like how you're